Questions 26 through 28. In 2003, local police had found a young greyhound locked in a garden shed. It was clear she had been there for more than a few days because she was in pretty rough shape. She showed signs of having been abused before she was abandoned, and she was malnourished and covered with dirt. The police contacted Jeff Grewcock, who had founded an animal shelter 2 years earlier, and he took her in to live among other abandoned and abused animals. Originally, his goal was to bring the dog, christened Jasmine by him, back to health, help her renew her trust of humans, and then find a new home for her. But then something unusual happened. As soon as Jasmine started to regain her health, she would accompany Grewcock around the shelter and took a great interest whenever a new animal arrived at the shelter, especially very young ones. In essence, caring for these babies became Jasmine's job, and over the years she served as surrogate mother to a variety of animal species. The story of a young fawn's arrival at the shelter was typical of Jasmine's nurturing instincts. A neighbor found the fawn roaming in a field not far from the shelter. She was acting disoriented, and most likely her mother had been killed. Grewcock named the fawn Bramble, and soon after her arrival, Jasmine greeted the scared fawn and promptly assumed responsibility for her care. "They are inseparable," said Grewcock. "Bramble walks between her legs as they walk together around the shelter, and they keep kissing each other. It's absolutely marvelous." He added that Jasmine treated every baby animal in the same way, regardless of the species or breed, with lots of love and affection. He particularly marveled at how Jasmine interacted with the bunnies that came into the shelter, since greyhounds were bred to chase them. She even calmly sat while birds perched on her nose. "It is quite amazing, particularly as she is a greyhound breed and they are usually quite aggressive, which is why they are used for racing," Grewcock said. "She loves the animals as if they were her own."